Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with cattle producer Jim Hollenbeck, talking about some new technology that he's using now in his operation in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council, Cattlemen's Beef Board. They've got their plan of work laid out for them here for the new fiscal year. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a plan of work for the National Checkoff, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.9 million into checkoff programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal year 2022. Five of the key areas funded include $9.5 million for promotion program, which encompasses the popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. In research, $8.8 million was approved for programs focused on nutrition, sustainability, product quality, and consumer perceptions. Consumer Information Programs was funded to the tune of $7.6 million for efforts including national consumer public relations. $8.4 million was approved for international marketing of U.S. beef, focused on 13 regions representing more than 90 countries around the world. For the complete list of national checkoff efforts in 2022, check out drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Talking with Jim Hollenbeck, he's from northeastern Oklahoma, Jay, Oklahoma to be exact. And Jim, maybe tell us a little bit about your cattle operation.
My wife and I own Hollenbeck Cattle. We have a stalker backgrounding operation located in Jay, Oklahoma. Been running stalker calves for a little over 20 years.
You're obviously a good part of the world. You got usually enough moisture, have pretty good green grass and everything. And at the same time, though, I guess what if you're doing some background, are you doing some dry lot stuff too?
We've got pens where we can dry lot calves, but predominantly we run calves on Bermuda grass, rye grass. We graze a lot more than we feed cattle in pens.
Let's talk a little bit about this new technology that Zoetis is out with now, something called performance beef. Tell me about your interest in your operation with this new technology.
Well, I'm the nutritionist for the Farmers Co-op in Baxter Springs, Kansas, and we were at the NCBA, and I'd run across this booth for performance beef and talked to Corey Lauridsen, and we were always kind of looking at a better way to keep track of our information, get away from feed sheets, help keep track of our inventory, and just kind of do a better job of managing what we do day to day. And when I visited with him, it just sounded really interesting to me. So it probably took 6 months after I'd visited with him to kind of get my mind wrapped around the fact that we wanted to go ahead and use that software, and we were glad that we did. It's streamlined a lot of the things that we do. It's made feeding a whole lot simpler, and I think it's kind of helped me manage our employees that also do some of the feeding by just making sure that our mixes are correct and accurate. We have, you know, pretty precise info now on our feed deliveries, the timeliness of our feed deliveries. And I really like the fact that you can access that information since it's cloud-based from wherever you're at. I don't have to be here on the farm to know that the mix is right. Mm-hmm. It was fed at the right time, and it was fed to, you know, what the feed call said it should be.
So as you've utilized, worked this into your operation, but maybe kind of walk us through, you know, you said you took a little while to get your arms around it, your head around this thing. What did you have to do to get this thing up and really running to your satisfaction?
Well, we've got scales on our feed trucks now. So basically what we had to do was we had to figure out a way to Bluetooth the information from our scale head to our iPads or our iPhone that we feed with. And that was pretty well all they needed as far as being able to capture all of our data. You simply hit confirm after you make a mix, after you feed a pen of cattle, and it captures all that data, sends it to the cloud, and then it sends me an email every night with all that same information as far as the accuracy of how close to the projection did those guys get. It was pretty easy to kind of get set up and kind of get going.
This type of technology, how does this really help you succeed, do you think?
Well, it just makes our life simpler because it captures so much data. It gets rid of all the hand-wrote feed sheets And everyone that works for us also knows that that data is all captured. It allows, you know, pretty easy access to all that information wherever you're at. You know, it's on your iPhone or your iPad. It kind of helps reveal any mistakes that might be made and don't really know it. So that's pretty beneficial. And it also gives you daily break-evens on your pen. So that's awfully handy to know where you're at on a set of cattle at the end of every day with having accurate feed costs, medicine costs, your interest, your yardage. And this is what my projected weight is, and this is what my projected break-even is.
Cattle producer Jim Hollenbeck out of Jay, Oklahoma. He's utilizing Performance Beef, a cloud-based piece of technology, helping him keep on top of his backgrounding operation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.